Hello there. This is Adam Jardy with the Columbus Dispatch. Today is Friday, June 24th, 2022, and I've got a quick episode here of the Buckeye Extra Men's Basketball Podcast as I'm returning back to Columbus after having spent the previous 36 to 48 hours in Belleville, Illinois, where I was fortunate enough to spend draft night at E.J. Liddell's official draft party at the St. Clair Country Club in Belleville, Illinois. And I filed about 1,400 words late. I wouldn't even say late last night. It was early this morning. I went to bed at about 4 o'clock Eastern. Draft night was a long night. It went a little bit longer than I think everyone had hoped for E.J. Liddell. He ultimately was selected with the number 41 overall pick by the New Orleans Pelicans. And I tried to capture as much of the scene as I could in my story. And by the time I'm recording this, obviously the news is all out there. And I hope that you've clicked on the story and read it, because there was so much that came out of the night. There was an incredible amount of emotion in that room as the evening went on and went on and went on. And with every pick, you have people with their phones out, they're recording, they're waiting for the moment. But the moment I wanted to focus on was when he finally was selected. And as anyone who watches the draft or follows the draft knows, all the picks are spoiled like 5 minutes or so in advance. So the word started to get around. Even before it got on Twitter, someone kind of started to mention to various people that it's going to be pick 41. And by the time it came up on the screen, the last couple of minutes leading up to that, like the people in the back of the country club, there were three rooms that they had rented out, and people in the back were standing up. The buzz started to pick up. Everybody was filming. And when EJ was finally announced as the number 41 pick, the floor literally shook. It was that loud. It was that passionate of a reaction from the 200 plus people who were there, who had been waiting a couple of hours to see EJ's name appear there on the draft. And it was an incredible moment. EJ put his head down. He was very emotional. His father was there for part of the draft, but has been in the hospital and had to leave the draft and go back to the hospital. And EJ's family was there supporting him, helping him through what was obviously an emotional night. And when I did ask EJ, he did a kind of a quick press conference, and I asked him about the tears that came out when he was drafted. I said, was that relief? Was that joy? Was that family? Like, what was being expressed in that moment? And he said all of that. It was clearly a very emotional night, a very emotional night for the Liddell family. And I hope that my story did it justice. I hope you read it, because there was so much to put in there. There's a recurring theme from conversations I had with people throughout the day of just EJ constantly having to prove himself and constantly like having to, you know, show that he can do great things. And that might sound like a silly thing to say about someone who was two-time Mr. Basketball in Illinois and a two-time first-team All-Big Ten player and a national recruit, a top 50 recruit. But like his coach, Joe Muniz, told me that as a junior, EJ was Gatorade Player of the Year in Illinois. As a senior, he wasn't. They picked Adam Miller instead. And that was like a day or two before Belleville's either state title game or state semifinal game. And they used that as motivation and went out and then won a second straight state title. That was one example. He wasn't picked for the McDonald's All-American game. He wasn't picked for the Jordan Brand Classic game. These might sound like little things, but there is a history here of people overlooking EJ Liddell, people counting out EJ Liddell, and time again, he's found a way to make them regret that. And honestly, I expect nothing less now that he's going to the Pelicans. I think I'm surprised he lasted this long, and I think he's going to have a great NBA career. Admittedly, I don't watch a ton of NBA, but I've watched a ton of EJ Liddell. And from the support that he has and the foundation that he has and the skills that he has, I forecast great things ahead for him, because he's always consistently done that. Now he's got a chance to do it at the next level. So I wanted to do a full-on podcast after that, but it was just it was about 4 a.m, and I've got a long drive ahead of me, and I wanted to get this out there. I am actually taking vacation next week, so there won't be a podcast next week, but I wanted to at least acknowledge the fact that it was an incredibly emotional night in Belleville, Illinois. There's a lot of pride in that room, and I'm really excited to get to see what comes next for EJ Liddell. So you can read the story on dispatch.com and buckeyeextra.com. We also learned Ohio State will be going to Duke in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, which I am over the moon about. And also I had a story that I just published from a Lowe's truck stop in the rural Illinois that Cincinnati native and Citadel transfer Owen Spencer has joined the Buckeyes as a walk-on forward to add some practice depth. So I'll be back with you in 2 weeks' time. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And thanks, as always, for reading and for listening.
Be sure and subscribe to the Buckeye Extra podcast in the iTunes Store, the Google Play Store, or on Stitcher.